The Grand Marais Garden Club is gearing up for their annual flower show. It's happening this Friday afternoon at the Community Center in Grand Marais. Joining us now with more about it, we have Garden Club member Skip Joynes and Jan Healy. Good morning, ladies. Good to have you both with us.
Good morning.
So before we talk about the flower show, maybe we can get a little skinny on the Garden Club itself. When did it start? Where did it come from?
Well, the Garden Club started in 1934. It is the oldest and longest ongoing organization in the county. And it started by the women meeting in their homes, and their chief purpose at that time was the creation of a dump. They wanted
a
garbage dump. They wanted to make Grand Marais worthy of the beautiful setting it's in. And they succeeded. This year, we're having the 79th annual flower show.
Holy cow.
We have 55 members, but many of them are not active. And so we really encourage community members to bring in flower arrangements, and especially children. They are our future gardeners. And for the last few years, our children's table hasn't had very many exhibits. So if you have children out there, grandchildren, work with them on this project and bring us some little arrangements. The wildflowers are beautiful this year.
And little kids have such an eye for things like that.
Yes, they do. And
as long as they're not picking the wrong flowers, I guess.
Yes. Well, they can bring
a little guidance, a little guidance with them.
Yes.
Okay, so the Garden Club's annual flower show coming up this Friday, the 19th, what is the theme for this year?
The theme this year is Rockin' Flowers. So we're going to step back into the 50s a bit with the decor for the flower show. And I think you may see some of the hostesses in 50s attire. And music will be accompanying as well. So it should be a really fun event for the entire community. And as Skip said, it's not necessary to be a member of the Garden Club to bring in an exhibit. We really want to encourage a lot of participation. It's a lot of fun. People that are bringing in an exhibit should come and register them anytime between 9 and 11:30 that morning. This is a show where there are no prizes awarded. It's just fun and sharing.
And it's free.
So it's not a competition thing. It's just a chance to show off your flowers and your arranging abilities.
Exactly.
Yes. And you will also have a silver tea where we're serving open face sandwiches, bars and cookies, Vi Rindall's famous homemade rhubarb punch, and the recipe will be available that you can take at home, nuts and mints, and coffee and tea. We also have a plant exchange or sale. So you may bring in a plant and take a plant, or you could purchase a plant. It's a wonderful time if you're expanding your garden or starting a new perennial garden to pick up something. And the master gardeners are putting on a display entitled Art in the Garden. And with that, you will see a tiled mosaic flower pot. You will see a hyper tufa pot, which is made of concrete and sand, and it's filled with vermiculite and curlite and filled with succulents. So this was created by Emma Bradley, so I'm anxious to see that.
Holy, you've got a busy day planned, it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, we do.
Yes. And the Master Gardener exhibit that Skip just talked about is always really outstanding. And this year they'll have their own little archway entry into their display. So it should be really something very special.
Now, is this all outside or inside, or how does this work, or a combination of?
Combination. The entrance will be a soda fountain from the 50s.
Ooh.
An old bicycle. Just a lot of decorations outside as well as inside. The displays will be inside and the silver tea inside
that makes
the community building. Yes.
Okay. And if folks get the gardening bug and they think, maybe I should be part of the Garden Club, what else do y'all do? How does a person get involved?
Well, we meet on the second Monday at 10 o'clock at the Senior Center. Everyone's invited. You can just come and observe if you would like to. We tour different gardens in town of our members or of people who just have nice gardens. At our last meeting, we visited the rain gardens in town. We have the Memorial Rose Garden, which Jan Messenbring has been in charge of for many years in front of Caldwell Banker. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when we have members pass away or other members in the community, donations are given to the Garden Club in memory of them, and then they're recorded in a book in the library. We also do the downtown town planting. We helped with the planting of the Harbor Park. We go on different tours. I think Jan could tell you how we picked our theme this year with Sam Tuttle's tour.
Yes, Sam took the group in a bus, and we toured a fair amount of Cook County, and he explained the varying rock structures. And as we were coming back, we thought, well, perhaps somehow that term rock could be incorporated into our next flower show. Well, it has sort of morphed into rockin' in the 50s.
Rock and roll.
So it's just it was a fun and very informational and educational trip that Sam had put together for us. And oftentimes we've also gone to the Chickwack Museum. So it's not only presentations within our meeting time, but also, as Skip said, we do a number of really interesting tours as well.
That sounds like a pretty fun group, a long way from dumps to flowers.
Yes.
Pretty amazing.
For sure.
We are talking with Skip Joynes and Janet Healy of the Grand Marais Garden Club. The club's annual flower show is this Friday, July 19th, from noon to 5 at the Cook County Community Center in Grand Marais. As we mentioned, entries can be dropped off on the morning of the show between 9 and 11:30 at the Community Center. Everyone is invited to enter an arrangement. All ages are welcome. Anything either of you would like to add?
We usually have over 200 guests who come that day.
Woo! So this will be a busy time. Mm-hmm. So
I look for more this year.
Absolutely, because it's going to be a phenomenal show.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for coming in today, ladies.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.